Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. From birth, the Lord said the two brothers would be a warring nations. Welcome to my second story in my series, Jacob, God's Choice, where I'm telling selected stories from the life of Jacob. My hope is that this story will help you grasp how different these two brothers really were. God gave Rebekah, Jacob's mother, a prophetic word about her son. There are two nations in your womb, and two peoples will be birthed from your body. One of them will be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. It is no surprise as they grew up that they were very different men. Jacob was a peaceful man that enjoyed living in tents, while his brother Esau was an outdoorsman who enjoyed hunting, bringing home fresh killed game for his father, Isaac. Jacob could be found in the kitchen cooking up stew for lunch. One day, his opportunity had arrived, because his brother had been gone on an extended hunting trip, but returned empty-handed. He was famished to the point of thinking he would perish. When he arrived home to find Jacob in the kitchen, cooking up a red stew, "Jacob, I'm famished. Please let me have a swallow of that red stuff you are cooking up, or I'll drop dead." "Dear brother, first things first, I want you to give me your birthright. I will only feed you if you sell me your birthright for this bowl of stew." "Oh, Jacob, you fool! I'm about to die, and you're worried about my birthright? My birthright is no use to me if I'm dead. Fine. I swear to you that I'm giving you my birthright in exchange for this bowl of stew." Jacob gave his brother bread and lentil stew. And when he was finished, he arose and went on his way. Esau burned with anger because his birthright had just been sold to his brother Jacob for a bowl of stew. As God predicted, the younger brother would rule over the older brother, even if the difference is only a few minutes between birth, between these twins. Jacob has now stolen his brother's birthright, and this little incident will play an important role as they get farther down the road and closer to Isaac's death. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.